Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another segment of ThirdRailTalk.com. That is ThirdRailTalk.com. And as you know, the third rail is the one you don't want to step on, if you know what I mean, if you're familiar with, you know, trains and so on. But we do that all the time because that's our job. The reason is that Minnesota media, and to some extent media around the country, but specifically in Minnesota, we have really no newspapers to speak of. We have a very tepid mainstream media that really goes out of its way to sweep most of the really legitimate news, tough news, difficult news, hard news under the Minnesota rug of shame. They do that routinely. Well, we have a breaking story, breaking news, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. Nationally, we're on the radar screen in Minnesota for all the wrong reasons lately. Most recently, the story of our own little, very cute, oh so lovely, immigration fraud, potentially, expert, Ilhan Omar, State Representative Ilhan Omar, or we believe that is her name. We must believe that that is her real name. Well, I can tell you that we are acquiring national attention from none other than New York City. And this story, being broke there as well as here locally with John Gilmore and the deplorable housewives of the Midwest, got to tell you, this is fascinating. This is like Abbott and Costello's routine, who's on first, what's on second, I don't know, third base. Well, David Steinberg from PJ Media has released a wonderful story. Well, I don't know that wonderful really fits. It's actually brutal. It's a story that relates to his contacting the campaign folks with the Ilhan Omar for now U.S. Congress political campaign underway. She's been a state representative for almost 2 years. She beat out a 40-plus year very liberal incumbent by the name of Phyllis Kahn for her seat in the primary 2 years ago. But almost instantly, the shroud of controversy swept over her campaign. Reason? Well, the mainstream media did everything they could to ignore it. But organizations, publications like Powerline Blog and Scott Johnson went for it. You know, like you're supposed to go for it. Well, they went for it. He published a piece entitled The Curious Case of Ilhan Omar. Well, apparently Ilhan had married her brother, we don't know, to bring him into the country illegally into the United States. He's nowhere to be found because once he was in the United States and he acquired a taxpayer-paid free education with South Dakota State University, while on welfare, he beat feet across the pond and is now hiding somewhere in the United Kingdom. Well, you got to give people like David Steinberg and PJ Media tons of credit. John Gilmore here locally, Alpha News here locally, as well as Powerline. So he sent a letter to the campaign, and he indicated very clearly that he'd be publishing an article at pjmedia.com on August 7th. And this is breaking news. He's acquired evidence that no one has been able to apparently discover in plain sight relative to Ms. Omar's 2017 default dissolution of her marriage to Ahmed Nur Said Ilmi. There's a problem with that, though. It appears that Omar attested to a false information report on her 2007 marital dissolution proceeding, and by the way, under perjury of law, Minnesota law. She indicated that she had no contact with Mr. Ilmi, E-L-M-I, since June of 2011. Well, you got to give Mr. Steinberg a lot of credit. He's giving the Omar campaign all the room in the world to answer these questions, and they seem to be ignoring every opportunity to do so. When Mr. Ilmi was questioned, He denied having married Representative Omar, or even knowing Representative Omar, despite being photographed with her in London in 2015. Again, it's a secret. Shh. It's Minnesota. We can't talk about this stuff. He also claimed that his birthday to be May 19, 1985, whereas the birth date for the Amen Elmi in the dissolution proceeding, that would be the marital dissolution proceeding in Minnesota, he attested to his birth date as being April 4th, 1985. Who are these people? It's frightening. His birthday is clearly written as April 4th, 1985 on his hospital intake bracelet. Thank you, PJ Media. This is a picture of this gentleman in the hospital. This would be his bracelet. So the evidence is mounting against not only this gentleman, whoever he may be, her husband, her brother, we don't know that. And I don't know whether this fella is the cultural husband or he's the real husband. I know she divorced somebody. As published in the above-linked article, that's the article we're referencing, produced by the PJ Media, Ilmi's Instagram photograph of him literally holding Ilwad Omar on the day after his birth, that's the child. Someone, I believe it's Omar that conceived the child. We just don't know who the father is. Oh, and he refers to the child as his niece. Got to give Mr. Steinberg a lot of credit. He says kindest regards. I would have said kindest personal regards. David Steinberg, PJ Media editor out of New York City. Ladies and gentlemen, this is not about racism. This is not about Islamophobia. This is not about xenophobia. This is about being an American following the law. This is about Americanism. This is about being a decent and upstanding citizen in the state of Minnesota. Now this person is planning on taking Ellison's seat while Ellison shifts off to the extreme left, wanting to then become the Minnesota Attorney General so he can provide cover for all of this. Ladies and gentlemen, the Minnesota rug of shame is so lumpy now from having all this nonsense and much more swept under it that we're tripping over ourselves to avoid seeing what is necessary to be viewed by the public. And the Minnesota media is simply not doing its job. Therefore, we're going to do the job. Segment after segment, we're going to tell you the truth. And for those of you out there who may be disagreeing with our perspective, we have a set of headphones right here for you and a chair. You're welcome to join us at any point in time. Jelani Hussein, Minnesota Care Director, there's your headphone. Anyone else who disagrees, there's your headphone. I got to tell you, Minnesota has got to quit setting the standard for the absolute absurd. Now we're going to put someone in office who may be guilty of bigamy, polygamy, polyandry, incest maybe. We have no idea where these children, apparently they don't know where the children came from. Welfare fraud and immigration fraud. That's a 5-year jail term and a huge fine, ladies and gentlemen. And if any one of us were to even attempt to pull off a stunt like that, we would be in the Gray Bar Motel in about a heartbeat. We have to hold these people to some standard. Minnesotans have got to wake up. And I don't care whether you're Democrat, Republican, Independent, or you just don't care most of the time. You better get with the program here. We will lose our state. In the next 5 years, if this continues, we're done. Dearborn, Michigan was the petri dish for this nonsense, and it worked. Now, Keith Ellison, coming from Dearborn, Michigan, changing his name. He has several aliases, by the way. I think that's just a riot. He's brought this experiment to Minnesota and implanted it all over the state of Minnesota. And Ilhan Omar has helped him do that. She, along with another state representative by the name of Lesh, actually sponsored a bill that would provide life insurance death benefits for terrorists. Who comes up with ideas like that? And how does our ethics committee in the Minnesota House of Representatives, our Minnesota House of Representatives, not do its job? The Republicans are supposed to be in control of both the House and the Senate. We have an interesting character for governor. I get, you know, I'll grant you that. I get it. Everybody else should get it too. Anytime he opens his mouth, he proves that point. But do your job. The Ethics Committee can actually hold someone's feet to the fire and say this stuff is wrong. This is absolutely wrong. You can't continue to behave this way and get away with it. You can't pretend like your brother is your husband to bring him in to the United States and into Minnesota and then off to North Dakota for free stuff and get away with it. I have to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, this is unacceptable. And then she pulls a marriage license and marries some other fella, her cultural husband, without benefit of divorce. And the money she got caught using, campaign finance money, to pay for her divorce recently. What is this? Are we actually going to allow this woman, without any investigation whatsoever, to continue on down the road and represent Minnesota? Don't you think it's embarrassing enough? I know I've had enough. Every day I wake up and I wonder, where am I? I moved here 45 years ago. I'm a volunteer Minnesotan. And every day these days, I'm waking up to stories about a no-go area in Minneapolis, produced by the wonderful people with the deplorable housewives of the Midwest. Kudos to them and to John Gilmore. These people are doing yeoman's work in publishing what apparently the mainstream media in Minnesota simply will not publish. A wall being built in Minneapolis around what they call Little Mogadishu at the request of the Somali community, the elders, who were given $2 million 2 years ago to assist them in persuading and schooling their youths not to become terrorists. Well, that didn't work very well. And this year, they asked for $18 million in a block grant and for it to be distributed, of course, with no strings attached to it, no governor's switch attached to it. Well, thank goodness there was enough pushback that bill was buried, tabled, killed. But it'll be up. It'll come back next session, and then $400,000 out of a cultural arts fund to build a Somali museum. I don't see the Italian American museum. I don't see the Irish American. I don't even see the Swedish American museum here. I mean, you've got to be kidding me. Stop. Just say no. We can't continue to put up with this kind of nonsense. And by the way, this legislative session, after all they what they were called were the Somali bills, they only represent 2 to 2.5% of our population in this state. And we're promoting bills and programs and millions, tens of millions of dollars for what? And for whom? It's ending up in the hands of terrorists, ladies and gentlemen. They're schooling them and training them here. This is ground zero for all of that nonsense for the entire country. This is Grand Central Station for the whole country relating to these problems. And Ilhan Omar and Keith Ellison have brought this plague, along with Jelani Hussein, the Minnesota CARE director. They brought this plague to Minnesota, and it's not going to get better by itself. Well, this session, I have to tell you, and I'll close with this, this year, when all those bills were defeated, the gloves came off. And I have a very good source that told me, whispered because we can't say things out loud, you see, in Minnesota, that this time they took off the gloves and they actually tried to intimidate legislators at the state capitol, walking into their offices in large groups and had to be escorted out by Capitol security. What does that tell you? No more Mr. Nice Guy now. No more requests Now it's demand. And if we don't get what we demand, like the wall in Minneapolis, the demand for it by our latest mayor, Mr. Frey or Fry, or else, if they don't get what they demand, then the gloves come off and it gets nasty. Ladies and gentlemen, stay tuned. I have to tell you, this is going to get worse before it gets better. It's painful, all of it. You have got to become engaged. Call your legislator. Call. Get involved yourself. Run for office. Do something. Because if we don't do what is necessary to deal with these issues straight on, these issues are going to deal with us. Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for staying tuned, and tune in again. We're here. We're not going anywhere. And we'll take on all comers. For anyone who wants to disagree, we have a microphone just for you.